On the telephone line, we are joined by our friend Sarah Morneau from Tiller and Rye in Brewer. Hello there, Sarah.
Hi, Rich.
How are you today?
Well, I'm not pickled, but I like the idea of that.
I'm not yet, but I hope to be soon. But listen, before we talk about pickling, I have to say, a week or so ago, you posted a picture on the Facebook page of the apple crisps.
Yeah.
And I thought about it all day. And my wife said, hey, I'm running over to Tiller and Rye. Is there anything? And before she could finish the sentence, I said, apple crisp. Oh, my God, it was incredible.
Isn't that so good? I love that. Oh. Little apples, you know. The staff loves doing it, so.
It was so good.
I'm so glad it was good.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. But let's talk about pickling. It is that time of year, and it helps if you know what you're doing, but it helps even more if you have the right materials and supplies, and it sure looks like you have them.
Well, we do. We have all of the pickling spices and canning and pickling salts, canning jars. We're stocked up. We're ready. We were thinking, you know, COVID gardening is going to lead to an excess of produce
right.
in people's gardens. So, yeah, we're ready.
All right. I saw a few things in the picture, and I need to ask because I have not ever pickled myself, though I want to learn more. What are pickle pebbles?
Pickle pebbles help weigh down the vegetables to keep them in the brine.
Okay.
So it's not as necessary for just like a quick pickle that we're going to talk about. But if you're going to ferment, which is amazing, great for your gut, you get all this wonderful bacteria that, you know, I could go on for days about gut health, but that's what a pickle pebble is. It keeps vegetables or fruit, if you want, in the brine.
All right. And how about pickle pipes?
That's another fermenting. When a vegetable is fermenting, it's releasing like gases. And so the pickle pipe helps to release the gases.
That's
I feel like there's so many bad jokes that could go from this. But
but are you proud of me that I've resisted all of my childish urges?
I'm doing the same thing.
But let's talk about the more simple pickling. What do you need?
So a quick pickle, you can take almost anything out of your garden. Heck, you know what? You can take anything out of your garden. We don't grow bananas up here because I think that would be the only thing I would say. Don't try to pickle a banana.
Okay.
But you just need the produce from your garden. Take a couple of like COVID-safe quart jars, or AKA just sanitized quart jars. And then you make a little like a pickling liquid. So for a simple recipe, you would do 2 cups of white distilled vinegar, 1 cup of water, 1/4 cup of sugar, and at least 1 tablespoon of salt. And you just boil those together just to get the salt and the sugar to to dissolve into a brine. And then put your vegetables, pack them in those jars, and add the brining liquid and then whatever aromatics, you know, be it pickling spice or dill. You could use banana peppers, whatever you want, mustard seed. And you literally just put that in the fridge. It's ready for in a few hours, and it's good for months.
And it's not that difficult to do, and I don't mean to impugn my dear departed grandmother, but she was a simple woman. She was no rocket scientist, and yet she pickled everything.
Did she can?
She canned as well. Oh yes.
Yeah, like huge props to the people out there who actually can, because that's way more difficult, time consuming, acidity levels have to be correct. Oh my goodness.
But if people want to do that, you've got canning supplies as well.
Absolutely. Yes, we do. So you can move right on into the next stage, which is either canning, or you could even ferment. That's another one that you can do at room temperature. But you gotta know what you're doing. You gotta pay attention. You know,
right.
You don't want food poisoning.
You're so right, though, when you mentioned the COVID gardens. We've been the beneficiary of this. We did not plant anything this year because, you know, we're just, I don't know, preoccupied, whatever it is. But we have a couple of neighbors that have had a bountiful harvest, and we've just been taking things off their hands right and left, and it's great.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Like, I work in a grocery store, right? And I had I had a meeting with the amazing Lisa Libatore this morning, and the girl brings me squash.
Oh.
Thank you for the squash.
We've been getting lots of zucchini. We got a zucchini the size of my forearm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great.
Pickle a zucchini.
Yeah.
Go pickle that zucchini, right?
Oh, my goodness. My God, I can't wait.
Fram would love to pickle stuff.
He's, you know, he's quite the little scientist, so he's always fascinated by anything that involves, as he calls it, potions.
Oh, you should so do this with him. He would love it. He would love it. You should do it.
I have no doubt at all. How's Sam doing, by the way?
Oh, my gosh. He's crazy. He's running around everywhere. He's saying no to me less.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know, I stopped saying, Sam, do you want some ice cream? No. I mean, just, it was awful. Do you want to watch cartoons? No. Do you want to go swimming? No. So that has slowed down a little bit.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's good. Hey, I want to ask about a couple other things that I noticed on the Facebook page. You have that delicious-looking garden pasta salad available still tomorrow?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There was a huge batch of it. Plus, we keep making it because it's just so good. We love it. It's delicious.
And you also carry all kinds of information, and this looks great, too. A homeschool guide for hands-on learning.
That's a new one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing workbook. You know, I my heart goes out to all of you in the education system, all of the parents who are trying to send their kids back to school. By the way, we have a wide array of craft beer and organic wine. But yes, we have that wonderful school workbook in, which is for early education. And it's just such a great tool made by a local mom and educator.
Why did you mention beer and wine as you talked about parenting?
Why would I mention that?
What was the connection there, Sarah? When was I in? I was in Saturday and got some local craft beer there and, of course, some coffee.
Ah, there's some great beers out there. Hey, Bandit Brewing.
I love Bandit. I've become such a big fan of almost everything Bandit does.
Oh, yeah. Tim Bissell, big shout out. Like, thank you for brewing such great beer and all of the other local brewers. I mean, they're just incredible.
I'm a Maine guy. I only buy Maine craft beer now.
Oh, good man. Good man. Support local, drink wonderful beer. I have another little, you know, kid that I just want to like sneak into this that has nothing to do with beer or anything else. But I just wanted to shout out a little reminder that we do carry Holton Farms Dairy chocolate milk, regular milk, their cream, half and half. We just got a big shipment in, so come buy it.
I have some in my fridge right now, and I'll be back for more.
Awesome.
Thank you, Sarah. It's awesome news, and if you're thinking at all about pickling, head on over to Tiller and Rye. They've got what you need and can help you out as well. Sarah, thanks so much, as always.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Always good to talk with you. Have a good weekend, and I'm sure I'll see you over there soon.
You too. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Morneau from Tiller and Rye here on Downtown.